Welcome to Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the California Angels. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting second. The DH, Clint Hurdle. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jerry Terrell. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The right fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting fourth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting seventh. The catcher, Brian Downing. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jim Anderson. Pitching for the California Angels, Dave Frost. And now, play ball. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Frost, and towards Grich, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle strikes out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lockhock for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor strikes out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a pop-up towards short. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wei then hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. White moves to second. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Terrell for the out. White moves to third. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 1 in the game. Paquette hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White scores. It's 1 to nothing, Royals. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 1 in the game. Hurdle hits a fly ball into right field. Bo Stock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Grich reaches second base with a double. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Miller reaches second base with a double. Grich scores. It's Royals, 1, Angels, 1. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Miller moves to third. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 1 in the game. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bostock for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Angels 1. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive towards short. Anderson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Angels. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rudy hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 1 in the game. Downing strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Angels 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-1 in the game. Way then hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Angels 2, and the Royals 1. The Angels will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-2 in the game. Lansford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller moves to second. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-2 in the game. Bostock is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Angels 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-2 in the game. Hurdle hits a fly ball into right field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockhock hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Angels 2, and the Royals 1. The Angels will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Way then and he is safe. Baylor steals second. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rudy is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. Fairley is walked intentionally. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-2 in the game. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Angels 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Royals, 2, Angels, 2. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Way then hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Angels 2. The Angels will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Angels 2. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Braun pinch hits for Jerry Terrell. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Wilson pinch runs for Steve Braun. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Wilson moves to second. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Paquette hits a pop-up towards short. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 3 in the game. Hurdle strikes out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 3 in the game. Lockhock hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Angels 2. The Angels will come to bat. Willie Wilson now playing left field. UL Washington now playing shortstop. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lansford takes first base on ball 4. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 3 in the game. Bostock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lansford moves to third. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Baylor reaches second base with a double. Lansford scores. Bostock moves to third. It's 3-2, Angels. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rudy is walked intentionally. Al Raboski now pitching. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fairley hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bo Stock tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Angels. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-3 in the game. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Angels 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-3 in the game. Cowens hits a pop-up towards short. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a line drive into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter pinch hits for John Way then. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into right field. Bo Stock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, California Angels, 4, and Kansas City Royals, 2. Goodbye from Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim.